What's going on, everybody? This is Alpha Yoda One, and this is the Alpha Yo Show. Check it out.
If you value your sanity, don't go in the house. If you believe in evil, don't go in the house.
Oh, God.
Because the people who live there aren't people anymore.
Yeah, What? Yeah, about to go in on this one. Check it out.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody, man? This is your buddy, your friend, your pal, Alpha Yoda One.
Cap.
And this is the Alpha Yo Show. I want to welcome you guys back. And I did just kind of fumble my words, but y'all know the deal by now. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody back. Again, this is episode 3. And a couple of y'all been rocking with me. We still got to get the people. We still got to get it into the people's hands, though. But we're going to work on that.
Yeah.
But today, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. And not all of it is music-based. But we're going to start off. Excuse me. So, we're going to kick it off like this, right?
Just wait on it.
We're going to talk about the wrong way to promote versus the right way to promote.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about picking and choosing the right individuals to work with. And then we're going to get into the short and sweet thing after that. And before we get to that, we're going to talk about good versus bad business. All right. Now, with that being said,
just wait on it.
First, we want to talk about picking and choosing the right people to work with. We're going to go ahead and jump into that right now. Like this. Whenever you do your projects, whether it's music projects, film projects, or whatever kind of porn projects, maybe you're a porno star.
Yeah.
This is for you too. Let's just say that you do whatever kind of business that you do. You want to pick and choose the right people, because if you pick the right person, then you can have all the successes and you can join with them and enjoy all the successes. I don't even know if that made sense what I just said, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But what I mean by that is this. Let's say porn for instance. I'm sorry, y'all bear with me. It's early. It's 9:48 a.m. here in the States when I'm recording this, and I'm trying to get it done before I go to work.
Just wait on it.
But let's say you're a porno star or an inspiring porno star. You know, if you've ever seen it before, I'm sure everybody has seen it at least once in their life.
Yeah.
So, or maybe you're out on the streets and you're trying to perform acts as if you were that star of the porn industry. You don't want to go out there headless, right? You don't want to be just working with anybody, because you don't know if those anybody's, you know, maybe on bad business, if you will, or, you know, carrying something that you don't want. So, you know, you don't want to go out there headless, not knowing what you're getting into. And I mean that in the literal sense. Okay. So, what I mean by that, and I said that twice, what I mean by that, three times actually, is exactly that. You don't want to go out there headless, just working with anybody, doing anything, you know, because you don't know who's out for your best interest and who's not. If you're a musician, you don't want to be doing songs and things of that nature with artists who don't share the same passion as you. Now, let me back that up for a second. just because the artist is dope, or maybe they're a good writer, maybe they're a good performer, maybe they're good with picking beats. They may be good at something or great at something. Now, what am I saying here? That doesn't necessarily mean
just wait on it
that you should work with them, right? Because you can work with them.
Yeah.
You can feature them on tracks. You can do full albums. You can produce for them if you produce, or if they produce, you can use their production. You can do everything you want to do with them. Keep this in mind, though. If they don't have the same passion as you, then you could be doomed to fail. Let me say that again. If they don't have the same passion as you have with doing that craft, you could be doomed to fail. Now, if you happen to notice this, you should break away from them immediately. But now, what if you're someone who actually does this stuff with your friends? You don't want to just break off from them.
Yeah.
Right? But sometimes you got to risk it, you know? Sometimes you got to risk it. If breaking off from them ruins a friendship, or they don't want to be friends with you no more because you broke it off with them, you don't want to work with them because maybe they ain't pulling their part, or whatever it is that you may need them to do. If this is something that upsets them, they were never your friend to begin with. Okay? Now, that goes for all business types, okay? Maybe you don't want to be working for your friends unless that friend is really on their shit. If they ain't got it all together,
just wait on it.
You don't want to be doing that because you're going to pay for it later, okay? Promise you, you'll pay for it later. It could be hours, days, weeks, months, or years of your life that could have been going down the drain. Sure, you might have accomplished some things, but you might not be able to get to the next step working with certain people, okay? You might not be able to get your songs to a certain level working with a certain producer, depending on what you that really depends on what it is that you actually want to do music wise now, if you're like myself, an underground hip-hop artist who actually enjoys the underground tone, the underground feel of everything, you know, I'm straight 90s, like just straight 90s, like anyone who likes the 90s style of music, I'm your guy you want to come and rock with. Najma Nefertiti, you want to rock with her. Pete Rock still doing music, you know, everybody, you know, Ninth Wonder and them fellas, them guys. Sorry about that, fellas. It's Ninth Wonder and them guys is doing all that. Rhapsody, everybody. Rhapsody is experimenting with different stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're someone who just likes that classic, you know, 86 to 97, 98 feel of like hip hop music, then you want to find the Cordae's, the Alpha Yoda Ones of the world, you know. I would even go and as much to say as the Tsunami XLs of the world. You want to go and check them out. People like that, you know, Mr. P Chill and Jay Smo and Clean and, you know, and people like that. You know, you want to go find people like that. And, you will find that there's still really good music. And then there's a host of other people who I don't know that I'm still trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
You know, you can find the people that you want. And again, I think I mentioned this in another episode, but you got to watch those artists and those people who don't know what's going on, because they'll tell you, yeah, man, CDs ain't rocking, man. Nobody's buying CDs. Nobody's buying tapes. Nobody's buying records. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. The audience that you're trying to target may not buy tapes, CDs, and records, because they're probably a lot younger than you should be dealing with anyway. We have questions about that, but I'm gonna leave that alone because it's not up to me to figure out. But yes, there's been a big upsurge of records just popping up everywhere. I can go to Bandcamp right now and find at least 10 artists right now, just 10, and find those artists who have records to sell. I could find about 100 of them that has CDs for sale. Now, there's thousands and stuff with digital, and if digital is what you want, let me speak about that real quick. Just so everybody understands, when you get a digital version, you know, like the download for your phone and all that, understand this. Here's the difference between the CD and buying an album on iTunes. The album version that you buy on iTunes has been downgraded from a WAV file, that's WAV, from a WAV file, the original file.
Just wait on it.
To the MP3 file, or WMA. Now, some people say, well, what does that mean? What's the difference? If you're getting it offline, you have a weaker version of the song. Okay? Well, let's look at it like that. You have the CD, which is like the John Cena or the Rock of music. But if you get the downloaded version, then you have the Rey Mysterio of the music. What we're saying is, you got the bigger version of it, which is going to be a lot stronger in your speakers, in your car. It's going to sound like it's supposed to sound on the CD or the record or the tape. Now, what you're getting on a digital copy or the stream, like Spotify and all that shit, you're getting the small version of it. Why? Because they have a website with a particular bandwidth, and they have to put it in MP3 or overly compressed version of your songs, so that they can fit all the tens of thousands of other songs on there and not have to charge you, you know, like $100 a month to use their services, because hey, we ain't got enough space to put your music. And right now, everyone and their mom and their first cousin have an album of some sort out. Okay? Which is no problem. In my opinion,
yeah.
Do what you do. If you love making music, then put your music out. Put your videos, whatever it is. Put it out. Put it out. That's coming from me. I don't care what level it is. I don't care if you just learn how to rap today and you recorded a song. Put that shit out there, because you need to see what people think about it before you dive head first into quitting your job and doing all this extra stuff. Extra shit. Alright? You don't want to do all this extra shit. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Okay? So, with that being said, now we're going to talk about good versus bad business. If you're an artist like an artist that I know, and someone orders something from you. First things first, you got to pick your release dates carefully. You don't want to be like people I know who actually release their albums on days like Veterans Day on a Saturday. Like, come on, man. It's Veterans Day. The mailman ain't running. People order your CD, order your whatever. And then your release date is like November 11th, and they don't get it to November 20th. Like, that's bad business. If someone pre-orders your CD, you should like send that out like 3 days before. I'd say like 5 days, you know what I'm saying? Let that person get the album early, you know, to make sure that they get it at least the day before. And then everybody else who wants to order after the pre-order, they can get it, you know, when they get it. Okay. If you want the album to get to you on the release date, then the artist needs to ship that shit out 4 days before the date. And if it gets there 1 day early, then it gets there 1 day early. Who gives a shit? But if somebody pre-orders your shit, make sure that they get it on time. Not 5 days afterwards. Fuck you. I'm not fucking with your music no more. Your shit's trash anyway. And your movie is garbage. It's not even a movie. It's a short film. Motherfucker promoted a movie and sent out a 30-minute music video with no kinds of switch-ups or location changes. That shit ain't hot. Fuck out of here. Your fans is a delusional. Now I ain't gonna say your name because I don't want to promote your shit. But you know who you are if you hear this shit. Again, everybody, do business the right way. Send that shit out on time. Even if it's gotta arrive to your fans early, send it out on time. Send it out early. Who gives a shit if it arrives early? So, motherfucker, they paid for it. Send that shit to them. Moving on. I don't want to spend too much time on that shit. Now, promotion. Right promotion versus wrong promotion. If you own streaming services, be careful who you ask to promote your shit or run your shit. You need to do that shit yourself. Create your own ads, know where they going. Post up your own shit. If you leave it in the hands of other people, they could cause songs of yours that get 18,000 views or streams to get taken down because they asked someone who was on some funny shit to deal with it. This happened to us. We have a dope song. 18,000 plus streams on the song. Plays I've gotten on anything in my life. Okay? On one song. And Spotify pulled it down. Why? Because the shit is too hot. We let the wrong motherfucker promote our shit, thinking that they was doing the right thing. Now, I don't know if they was doing the right thing or not doing the right thing or wrong thing or whatever. But according to Spotify, they didn't do the right thing. So that's what we're going to call it. Okay? So promote your own shit. Promote your own shit. Ain't paying nobody else to do my shit. Promote your shit. Create an ad, create a commercial, do what you gotta do. If it wins, it wins. If it fails, it fails. At least you know that you did it, and you know, and not someone else causing you to fail because they didn't do right. Fuck all that shit. Fuck that shit. Hell no. Okay. Also, when promoting your shit on social media, there's a right and wrong way to do it. I know, because I did it the wrong way for years. I still do it the wrong way. Right now, I'm learning though. Okay. Now, what I was told by my good friend Adam Ivy,
yeah,
and a host of other people on YouTube who teach to promote things, it's not about just firing your music off on everybody's social media hoping that they would listen to it. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. I thought it worked that way. I know it don't work that way, and I still do that shit because it's a habit that I'm trying to break. And I'm telling you guys now, if you upstarts like myself, trying to get, you know, someone to follow you or to listen to you, don't ask people to follow you. I know that sounds crazy. Like, man, how am I gonna get followers then? Man, if they like you, you can post your page up. If they like you and visit your page, they will follow you. Key, listen again, all right? You can post your link up. You don't have to say, listen to this shit, or follow this shit, like this shit. Because at this point, what I realize it is you're begging for the likes, you begging for the follows, you begging for, send me a friend request. Fuck you if you don't want to be my friend, okay? Fuck you if you don't want to like my shit. Fuck you if you don't want to follow me. Fuck you if you don't want to subscribe. Fuck you if you don't want to share. And fuck you if you don't want to comment. Now, if you actually like me at all and you wish to do any of those things, I thank you in advance. But when I say these fuck yous, all I'm saying is I'm not asking anyone to do anything that they don't want to do. If you want to do it, you're going to do it. And that's just being real. I gladly accept subscriptions, follows, likes, shares, comments. I would love them to happen, but I ain't asking you to do it. If you do it, you did it because you like me, or you did it at the kindness of your heart.
Yeah.
And over here at Chemistry Lab, Alpha Yoda One thanks you for those things. And all those who like all the time and all that stuff, shout out to you. I don't have to say your name. You know what? I will shout out the one. I will shout out the two of them. You know, Richard Campbell from the UK. Salute.
Just wait on it.
And Mike Colossal from Sacramento. He's a DJ out there in Cali. You know, they always come through and show love. And everybody else that shows love, fucking salute. I fuck with y'all. And everybody else just haven't gotten on the wave yet. So, you know, when y'all get on the wave, salute you too. Okay? But until then, it is what it is. Moving on. Now, we are going to take a break. And we are going to play yet another song by me, Alpha Yoda One. That's right. Mm-hmm. This one we call Smoke in My Eye. Check it out.
Hey, man.
shit. I heard you got that good shit, man. What's up with that?
Yeah, yeah. What kind of shit you looking for?
Yo, man, I'm looking for that shit that's gonna get me high.
That Maui Wowie, that Osama Bin Laden, that Clary to the Third, and that shit that had me fucking sick, bitch. Butterflies on his neck.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get that Clay shit right there. Make sure that shit's strong too, man. You be bullshitting. Oh yeah. That shit come with a warranty.
This nigga's warranty. Nigga, do you want this shit or do you not want this shit?
Yeah, give me the shit. Give me the shit.
Man, what the fuck is that on your neck?
It's that normal shit. Kinda itches too. Fuck, I gotta go.
Hey man, I thought you want the shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. At least I got the money. Shoot.
Windows rolled up, rolling on by dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk. Smoke in my eye, got the windows rolled up, rolling on by dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk.
6 in the morning, my nigga stops by. He got that Afghani blue, so come on, let's get high. I can see it in your eyes, you ain't never been high. Fly, mind in the sky like a bird. If you wanna get toasted, just call and say the word. Word is born. You seeing pink unicorns? I never seen that shit before, so let's get it on and on till the break of dawn. Let's ride. We in the caddy getting lifted. The mind's gone on the float, so blistered. I'm so high that my lips are feeling numb. I got school in the morning. Damn, I'm so dumb. Big dummy. Fred Sanford called me Lamont. I was born on Halloween, and this shit will probably haunt. I'm so weeded out, I'm seeing ghosts in the mirror. I like Japanese anime, call me Akira.
Smoke in my eye, got the windows rolled up. Rolling on by a dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk. Smoke in my eye, got the windows rolled up. Rolling on by a dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk.
Ghostly images like tripping on some acid. Mind so plastered, this shit I haven't mastered yet. Like Pro Tools in the studio, one hit of this, I guarantee you have a stupid flow. You probably see Smurfs wandering the floor. You'll see something that'll scare you half to death when you open the door. Mind claps, booby traps of all sorts. Cocaine on the table, mad snorts. Got your mind feeling stupid, like the Dougie. I'm high as hell, be careful not to rub me the wrong way, cause a nigga just might spray. MAC-10s, hollow tips, and AKs, 47s come popping through your window. Hubert sounds in my head. Nintendo, that's how it is when you smoking on cemento. Afghani blue and green, Mentos.
Smoke in my eye, got the windows rolled up. Rolling on by a dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk. Smoke in my eye, got the windows rolled up. Rolling on by a dark tint on the truck. The bitches say hi, niggas shout out, what up? Got the whole block shaking from the noise in the trunk.
All right. Welcome back. Yeah, that is a song by me, Alpha Yoda One, called Smoke in My Eye. I know that song is out there. It is what it is. I made it to be funny. And yeah, so it's a really good song, I think. And if you want to laugh, listen to that song. That's what that song's about. But anyway, so as you know, this episode just a little bit longer than the others. And being that we don't have a guest or anything or co-host with me yet, this one's still going to be a little longer than the others, because this episode, you guys are hopefully hearing it today on Thanksgiving. And I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And we want to talk about some of these things that people make for Thanksgiving. And we just want to throw a couple of plates out there to people. And if you eat it, you eat it. If you don't, then you don't. And that's cool, because I probably don't eat it either.
Yeah.
But we want to throw them out there for those that do like this. These are things that you could cook on Thanksgiving. Obviously, if you're hearing it, you probably already done cooking, so it's whatever, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Well, we ain't going to really talk about it. I'm just going to name them off, and that's going to be it. So, with that being said, we want to start off with the Southern liver dressing recipe. I don't know shit about this, okay? All I know is it looks nasty as hell, and if you eat this, then yeah. Then you got the Southern turkey dressing.
Just wait on it.
This looks a little bit like the Southern liver dressing. So it's kind of nasty looking as well. But to each his own. Now. We ain't gonna get into this. Actually, yeah, we are. I'm looking at this thing, and it says, why do black people... I'm black, by the way, just in case y'all didn't know. Why do black people eat sweet potato pie instead of pumpkin pie? Because have you ever seen the inside of a fucking pumpkin? Do you ever seen that shit? Don't that shit look nasty? Whoever eats pumpkin pie is for them people. Black people, we eat sweet potato pie. I don't, because I don't like sweet potatoes. But I remember my mom used to make these recipes to my mom. Miss you. She used to make these sweet potato pies, right? We used to have like people in the neighborhood that would come and hang out, because you know I make music and I record and all that good stuff. And so people used to come over and hang out, and so that's like, what are you making? And because they see her making it, it's like, oh, this is sweet potato pie. And that's like, I never ate that before. And she had one, because she's just making them just to be making them. She just make them because she like them. And and she's like, you want to try one? She's like, I'll cut you a piece. Gave little nigga a piece, a piece of this sweet potato pie. He's like, can I have another slice? Just like, you can just have it. You can have it. I'll just cut the slices for you, and you can have it. And this one who took the slices went home, right? And needless to say, this motherfucker came back and said, how much do you sell them pies for? How much would you sell them pies for? It's just like, well, I wasn't thinking about selling them. I sell them to you for $10 a pie. And it's like, well, can I buy two? He had $20. Said, can I buy two? And she's like, well, these are my last two. You know, luckily, she just get ready to make some more. And then this nigga come back like 2 hours later, like, you have any more of them pies? I got 20 more dollars. And she done made the pies, and she's like, well, what the hell? She's like, I ain't gonna get to eat my own damn pie, shit, or whatever. She's like, but I'm gonna take that money though. Here, take them. Go ahead, two pies for you. You know, good little man. Go ahead, get that thing. You know, motherfucker went back. This motherfucker came back 4 hours later. Like, my mom wanna know if you got any more of them pies or whatever. She's like, look, damn it. I got one last pie, okay? I got one last pie. I don't have no more. This is it. I don't have no more. And so she sold that to him for $10. Right? And so she's like, I'd be damned if motherfuckers would come eat all my damn pies and shit. I'm looking forward to eat these pies. She's like, I have one left. And I said, yeah, man, but you made $50 though. Or whatever. And she's like, I did. I only paid $1 for each one of these damn things. And so she paid a total of $5 for them shits and made that. That's do a good business. You know, they like it, they're gonna come back and buy it. So that's what that is. But anyway, black people like sweet potato pie. Others like pumpkin. All right, now they got Southern Soul Food turkey wings. I don't know nothing about that. Southern Air Fryer turkey legs. I never had that in the air fryer before. Southern Roasted Turkey Breast. This actually looks good, actually. I kind of want a piece of that. But anyway, what they got right here? Southern Turkey Breast. That's the same shit. They got ingredients. We ain't gonna go and get into all that shit. They got a lot of sweet potato pie shit, man, going on. Or whatever. Oh, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you guys eat this, but I love this. Cooked cabbage. Right? With the cabbage, bratwursts. You gotta get the spicy bratwursts, put them in there, onions. Put a little oil, vinegar in there, a little water, mix it up. At least that's how I make it, because I don't want to do too much. Put this little tiny bit of salt in there. When I say tiny bit, I mean really mean tiny. And because now I'm weird. I like to put like a pinch of sugar in it, because I don't like the vinegary taste. But that's just me. Now, you got some people who like candy yams or yams. I wouldn't know what that is. I don't eat that shit. So, what the fuck? Okay, so I'm looking at this thing. It says Wakanda Food Purple Sweet Potato Pie. It's a sweet potato pie, but it's purple. I ain't eating that shit. That shit look like some other shit. We ain't touching that. And then of course they got the Southern cornbread dressing that looks like all the other dressing, so whatever. Stuffing, we call it stuffing dressing, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what to call it. Shit, fuck, it all looks like fucking bread crumbs and shit. So it is what it is. If you like that, put that shit down. If you don't, then whatever, who cares. Now, that's about it of that shit. Now, obviously, you got all your side dishes, you know, your rice and gravy, brown gravy. You got your, what else is there? You got your corn, if you make corn. You got your, what else you got? Green beans with the piece of, with the onions and the piece of hams in the middle. I ain't really... we always had that, but I don't really do the ham like that no more because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get my blood pressure under control. So I try not to eat the porky shit or whatever. And I realized that cutting the heavy pork out, because I still do like salami and pepperonis on my pizza and shit like that. I don't eat salami on my pepper. Whatever. Anyway, but I noticed that I don't get a lot of headaches as much as I used to. Yeah. When eating ham on Thanksgiving. So I don't eat that shit on Thanksgiving because ham already is heavily salty. It's an unclean meat, as they call it, in the biblical terms. And this is why a lot of Muslims and other people don't eat it because of that. So anyway, but to each his own, do what you want. So I'm not telling no one not to eat nothing anyway. I just don't. So it is what it is. But I love pepperonis and salami. So anyway, moving on. Excuse me. Clear my throat. You know, get a little flame going on. But yeah, so you want, my favorite is macaroni and cheese, if it's done right. Okay. So sometimes, not everybody's macaroni and cheese ain't the go. It just ain't. I've had macaroni and cheese that have been a little suspect, with extra shit in it that shouldn't be there. If I notice any weird coloring of the macaroni and cheese, like I see like little green things or whatever, I'm not eating that shit. I'm like, I don't, Carlos, I thought you liked macaroni and cheese. I'm like, I do, but I don't like your macaroni and cheese because you got broccoli in your shit. Or what is that anyway? No, hell no. I ain't eating that shit. You know, fuck that. I mean, just rice and gravy over here. And turkey and moving on, nigga, because I ain't eating that shit. Alright? Don't, you know, all the weird experimental shit, man. Like, I know everybody got their own way they want to do things, and potato salad and beans and all these things and green beans. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. So, you know, it's cool. It's just that you don't expect everybody to want it. You know, if they notice some new things that they ain't used to, they might not touch it. So it is what it is. And if y'all hear me smacking, I'm eating noodles because why? I gotta go to work today. I gotta eat. So, and I'm gonna take a little swig of this brown. Hopefully my job ain't listening, but I gotta drink a little bit of this brown because I deal with some shit at work. Y'all understand. So, you know, just a little swig, you know, nothing too crazy. I got one thing of ice in here, you know, ain't nothing, you know. I'm gonna be all right, man. Obviously, I'm talking about Pepsi, but whatever. It's brown, nigga. So, fuck you. It's a little watery, but whatever. Ice and milk. You know, I don't like putting ice and too much ice in sodas, man. I'm weird. Like, I put exactly 2 cubes of that little tiny ice in my thing, and you know, I don't want, like, you know, like a lot of ice, man. Sometimes I go to the Mexican restaurants, and I don't know why we talk. Why, whatever, fuck it. So we talk about food. We go talk about food, motherfucker. So I go to the Mexican restaurant, and I like going to the Mexican restaurant because I love tacos. I love quesadillas. I love asada, asada. So I like that. I like ACC, and yeah. So what I don't like is a bunch of fucking ice. If you put ice in my fucking cup and fill it up to the top of the throat, drinking there, y'all do know all y'all getting is a shot. There's like 2 shots worth of actual drinking there. So you're paying $2.99 for some fucking ice, right? So when you ask for your soda,
just wait on it.
What you should do is say, I want a Pepsi, no ice. Now they gotta fill it up, right? So you get your Pepsi with no ice. Remember, when you come out of the machine, it's already ice cold, okay? So you can get that like that. I don't order ice in my drink because I already know that it's cold, because the machine got to keep it cold so it can be fresh, right? So when it comes to you, you know, it's already cold. You don't need the fucking ice. Fuck the ice. All right? Now, that's with any place that serves soft drinks, okay? Ask for no ice, and you'll get your whole $2.99 worth Okay? Now, moving on. I'll probably go get some tacos today.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, with that being said, this has been a cool episode. And, wait. I got to tell y'all what I'm making for Thanksgiving. What I'm making. Now, I'm weird. I don't know how to make fucking turkey. My mom used to do that, and she passed away. It's been 4 years now, as of the 20th. So it's been really tough to get through these particular holidays, because I don't know how to make all that stuff. And I was in the process of trying to learn certain things. I learned how to make macaroni and cheese. I kind of know how to make the brown gravy, but I'm gonna make it. But I may or may not have to make it once or twice, maybe three times. Hopefully not. Hopefully I get it right the first time, if I do it right. So y'all pray for me, please. Please. But I, obviously, when you hear this, it's probably already done. So, but anyway, TikTok at AlphiYoda1. That's AlphiYoda1. If you go to my TikTok and you are patient, eventually, everything I'm making, I'm going to post on there. I'm going to post the meatloaf that I'm going to... Yep, I'm going to make a meatloaf for Thanksgiving. I ain't going to have no turkey, so I'm going to have a big-ass meatloaf. Or however big I can make. Anyway, so I'm going to have a meatloaf for Thanksgiving. I'm going to make potatoes and onions, like fried potatoes and onions. I'm going to make a cornbread for the first time. No one even showed me how to do that. I'm just going to try it and see if I can figure it out. So we're gonna make that, and I'm gonna make I'm gonna make a meatloaf, a cornbread, potatoes and onions, noodles and gravy, like the egg noodles, flat egg noodles. Make that, and I'm a little stupid. I'm a little dumb, you know, a little bit retarded, right? Mix all that shit up, and that's me sometimes. But I did buy some sliced turkey, and I'm gonna throw that shit in the oven for a little bit, let it get dry. I don't give a fuck if it's dry. I don't care. I like the breast part of the turkey. Okay, I love it. I love it. I can eat turkey every day.
Yeah,
the breast part. Baked in the oven, and chicken breast too. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Like I like it dry. With some gravy that I can dip it in, as if the gravy was like ketchup at McDonald's. Like just dip it in the gravy and just eat it like that. Yeah, honey mustard or some shit. Y'all didn't see it, but I licked my lips just now.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Don't pay attention to me. I love dry turkey. And chicken breast. Anyway, nah, I like it a little moist, man. I'm messing with you guys. I don't like it too moist, but I like it a little bit. I like kind of like dry, but kind of like, you know, I like to just dip it in. Whatever. But that's what I'm making. I was gonna make some vegetable soup, but I'ma save that and do that later. I'ma do the vegetable soup for Christmas, I think. And but we'll talk about that later. Cause hell, I might make the same thing again. Maybe. So this has been, you know, a pretty good episode. At least I think so.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And we talked about some music. And this episode is a little longer than the last episode. And I think what I'm going to do as a bonus is I am going to play another song. And I think this next song I'm gonna play something for the ladies. I'm gonna play a song called I See You. And that song is featuring Tsunami XL, Mr. Bojangles, Kudzu, and myself. Check it out.
About to step into the club, make my way to the back. And who do I see? A girl with a nice rack, a fat stack of buns. Now let's have some fun. And she kinda cute, I bet she on the run. Hey baby, what's up and what's your name? You looking real good in that thick body frame. You know how I like your smooth skin, tight rump. Your Coke bottle shape walking around in them pumps. Yeah, I know you like that. The way that I'm looking, trying to chase the cat.
Right.
I see the twinkle in your eye, and the dress that you got on is kinda tight. Fly, black and pink lace. I can see the mood you're in by your face. So let me get your number so we can get it on. It's knock knock, who's there? Right at your home, come on.
I can't wait till I get up close and personal. Baby, I see you working it out. Just gotta make my way through to you. Across the room, I see you. Across the room.
I see you looking at a nigga like you wanna let me beat it up on your neck. There's a bead of sweat, panties wet. You won't forget when we get it on. The things I do to you are similar to soft porn, but I perform like Olympians when hitting skins. We can twist it up if you let a nigga get it in. Benjamin's gin and juice, that's the combination you looking for. Where there might be some complications, I'm more prone to get you high on some conversation and get your motor revving. Heavy petting, no waiting, no hesitation, total domination on the bed frame. Scream my name, got the bed quaking, legs shaking. Love making got you levitating on your face, satisfaction with an exclamation point. When I hit the joint, hit me up the next time you wanna let a nigga boink.
I can't wait till I get up close and personal. Baby, I see you working it out. Just gotta make my way through to you. Across the room, I see you. Across the room, I see you. Across the room. Am I gonna make it, make it?
Peeped her from the door, money over here, hanging to the flow, long hair, don't care. Apple bottoms up, shake your derriere. Love the way she drop it, know a brother gonna stare. A bottle of Moscato for that supermodel that thinks she a freak. I pin her back full throttle. It's like I won the lotto. Hope you know the motto. Money over bullshit, my swagger's never borrowed.
This my time of year, the weather getting chilly. My blood's a cold lily, my pocket's real billy. Looking for the princess, why not the Queen City? How you miss lady? I see you stepping pretty. I got some lemon haze, let's chase it with some midi. Behind them Louis shades, I'm pimped into the really the scope. Without the standards, all I see is models. Call me Kirk Rambis, all I see is bottles.
I can't wait till I get up close and personal. Baby, I see you working it out. Just gotta make my way through to you. Across the room, I see you. Across the room, I see you. Across the room, am I gonna make it, make it?
All right, everybody. Yes, again, that was Alfio the One with I See You featuring Tsunami XL, Mr. Bojangles, and the homie Kudzu. This has been a great episode. Again, we talked about business, we talked about food, we talked about Thanksgiving, and we had a little funny going on. So with that being said, y'all know how to get at me. Y'all can follow me everywhere at Alfio the One. That's A-L-P PHIYODA1 on all social media. But yeah, with that being said, y'all get at me if y'all want to. If you don't, that's cool too. But you know where to find me. I'm out. Peace.